We hold in daf Yud. Yud om an Aleph by the Mishnah. Next Mishnah is Beishama Yemrim. Beishama says, Lo Yito Elim came Nena Meboyjoyim. You can't take these pigeons on Yom Tif, even though you want to take them out to Shechtim, to use them for Simchas Yom Tif, unless you pick them up before Yom Tif and you shake them. Nena Mijamamish picked them up, you shaked it, Meboyjoyim before Yom Tif. In other words, you decided that this is a big enough and a fat enough chicken for you or a pigeon for you, and this is the one you use tomorrow. So then we say, tomorrow you're allowed to come and take it, it's not muksa. Oh, Beis Hillel says, though, Oymeid v'oymer, you don't have to pick it up before Yom Tif. It's enough just to stand near where the pigeons are and just say, Zeh v'zeh ani noitel. This and this one I'm going to take. Like you look into the places where the birds are, and you say, those two look pretty nice, and these are the two that I'm going to use tomorrow. So therefore, that's all you have to do. Rashi said, before Yom Tov. In other words, some pigeons, like, it's muksa. You're not allowed to touch them on Yom Tov. Unless you thought about them before Yom Tov, that you're going to use it. Because some pigeons, like we're talking about most probably, you have these birds, you raise them. And now you decide on Yom Tov, you want to take one or two to Shecht. So we say, before Yom Tov, you have to pick which one you're going to use tomorrow for Yom Tov. Because if not, like we'll see in the Gemara, we're afraid you'll come to pick up one and then you'll say, it's too skinny. You put it down again. So you touched it for no purpose, and that you're not allowed to do. So Beis Shammai says, you mamash have to pick them up before Yom Tov. And Beis Hillel says, no, you don't have to pick them up so much. It's enough just to look at them and say, this and this one I'm going to use tomorrow. Amar Rav Chonin Barami. Machloikis bebrecha rishoyna. Where is the machloikis that Beis Shammai says it's also only to pick it up by the first babies? The pigeon, like the mother, the first babies he gave birth to, the first babies. Here. The Beis Shammai Savri Gazrina Dilmosa Lamluchay. In other words, like Rashi says, the Brecha Rishoinam, Derech Magad Layoinim, it's a derech of the people that raise pigeons, Lohaniach Brecha Rishoinam. The first baby that's born, you leave it, you don't shech that one. Shel Kol Shona, from every year, Leah Sabbath Lima. Like you want the mother to function well, so you let the mother have one chicken, one baby with her. So the first pigeon that's born, that one usually people let stay alive the whole year. They don't shech that one. Nor the mother should have somebody to talk to help her. So that's this machlokes. If you want to take that first pigeon that was born, if you want to take it to shech it on Yom Tov, that's where Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to just say, I want to take it. You have to really pick it up before Yom Tov. The Beis Shammai Savri Gazrina Dilmosil Lamluchay. If you didn't pick it up before Yom Tov, we're afraid now on Yom Tov when you come to pick it up, after you pick it up, you can change your mind and say, no, it's too valuable, these pigeons, this is the one that helps the mother the whole year, I'll change my mind, I don't want to shecht it. So therefore, Beis Shammai says it's only good if your mamish pick it up before Yom Tov. The Rashi says, Gazrinan, Kishakululamach, if you didn't pick it up before Yom Tov, just on Yom Tov now, you come and pick up this first baby pigeon, is also lamluche, we're afraid, you'll come to change your mind. V'chayis alayu, you have like rechmonis on it, you won't want to shecht it. V'ebelei tultish lo letzorach, then it came out that you touched it for no purpose. Mashenke, now that we tell you, u'mishenena, if you picked it up before Yom Tov, u'mishamish ben, and you moved it, you used it, v'boyjoyim, l'shchitom, v'lechas alayu, you didn't change your mind then. Like they say, I don't want to shecht it, then we're not afraid anymore, you change your mind. So that's Beis Shammai Svarim, that you have to mamish pick it up in your hand before Yom Tov. If you picked it up in your hands, then we say, since you don't have pity on it, you don't think you want us to keep it, we say you mean business, you really want to shecht it, therefore tomorrow when you get to it, you'll use it, it won't be muksa. Oh, Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel says, Loi Gazrina, Beis Hillel says, no, even the first pair of birds, you don't have to pick it up before Yom Tov. It's enough just to say, I want to use them. And we're not afraid that on Yom Tov, you'll pick them up first, and then after you pick them up, you'll have pity on them and say, these are too valuable, these the first birds. You want to keep it for mother. But still says, I'm not afraid of that. That if you said you want to use it before Yom Tov, that's enough. That's the way Rav Chanan learns the Machlokes. Avo bebrecha shniya, but the second set of babies that the pigeon has. Then divrei hakol, everybody holds, v'yoymez v'yoymez zeh v'zeh ani noitel sagi. That even Beis Shammai holds, for the second set of babies, you don't have so much pity, they're not so valuable to you, then it's enough that before Yom Tov you said, you looked at them and said, yes, this and this one I want to use tomorrow, that's enough. Then you don't have to mamish pick up the two birds, It's enough just to say that and that is enough. Now the Mor says, Beis Hillel, lo malei lemeimer, zeh v'zeh ani noitel, according to Beis Hillel. He says in both cases, whether it's the first bird, whether the second one, you have to speak out before Yontif to say, like, look at them and say, this red one, this white one, those are the ones I'm going to use tomorrow. But you have to say clearly which one you want to use. That's the way you make, and you make them not mukhsa, they're usable. So, v'et gemara leima, merzakasha leima, mikan ani noitel lemocher. Why do you have to say, like, pick out this and this one? It should be enough just to say, out of these bunch of pigeons here, I want to use two tomorrow. And then when you come tomorrow and pick out the two you want to use, we should say brayer and say that yesterday you picked out two pigeons you want to use. You didn't say which one. You just said, I want to use two pigeons here. You didn't say which one. Now tomorrow when you go and pick out the pigeons, we should say like brayer, this is the one you picked out. As it should be as if yesterday, this is the one I had in mind. Like, why do you have to go Erev Yontif and pick out, say, this one I want to use, this one I want to use? Why do you have to go so far? It should be enough just to say before Yontif, I want to take pigeons from here. Which ones? You don't have to say right now. It should be enough tomorrow when you come and pick them. It'll be Hoover at Double of Freya. That's the one you meant. Tatsakasha Lema. Let him just say, maybe you want to answer me and tell me that Beisil does not hold from this Svara of Breira. In other words, to make it I'm not muksam, before Yontif you have to say you want to use this pigeon. So you have to say this one and this one I'm going to use, then tomorrow they're not muksam. But if you don't say, on this one, I want to use it, you just don't say to all these pigeons, I want to take two out of here, we don't know which two you need. So tomorrow when you pick those two, if you don't hold from Breira, so you don't say when you pick tomorrow, it's considered as if these are the two you picked yesterday, and when you said yesterday you want to use two of them, we look as if these are the two you wanted to use. That's a Svara Breira. But maybe Basil doesn't hold from the Svara Breira. Maybe Basil holds no. You have to say before Yomtif which two you want to use. Not enough just to say I want to use from here, and then tomorrow you pick those two, we consider those two like yesterday you said those are the ones. No, maybe they still does not hold from the Svara Breira. The Chitayim, maybe you want to tell me that they still less Lubreira. The Yotanan, I'll bring your proof, not like that. We learned that they still hold from the Yisayda Breira. But at Nan we learned, Ha Meis Bebayis, if you have a mace in the house, so everything in the house is Tamar, there's too much oil. The Lloyd Sochem Harbi, now there's a lot of doors to go out of the house. Is kulam tumeim. Midrabonin, the locker is like this. Outside the door or under the doorpost itself, really, especially if the door is closed, what's on the other side of the doorpost should be tor midiraisa. The mace is inside the house. What's on the other side of the doorpost, like the door, is a mechitza. The tumma should not go on the other side. Midrabonin, we say no. Like we know, one of the doors, you have to take the mace through it. And when you will eventually take the mace through that door, then there'll be an oil. So anything under the doorpost, even on the outer side of the door, would also become tameh, the kelim that are there. Because when the mace, you take the mace out of the door, then we say anything on top of the doorpost is like an oil, and anything underneath the doorpost, the tumah comes down, and it's matamah those kelim. So the Rabbanan, they said right now, since we don't know which door you're going to take the mace out, the Rabbanan said right now, every single door, if there are kelim underneath the door, the kelim are tameh. That's the halacha. The hamesa bayis, the loyt sochamar, but there are a lot of doors to the house. It's kulam tameim midrabonin. Since you don't know through which door you're going to take the mace out, minasofet they said look as if the mace went through all the doors, and anything underneath any one of the doors is tameim. What about niftachachemihin? You now went to open up one door. So by opening one door, you show us this is the door you're going to take the mace through. The other doors you're not taking the mace through, so the mace won't go through the other doors. Is who tamei for kulam toirim? Then we say only the kelim underneath that door is tamei, because since the mace is eventually going to go through the door, and then when the mace goes under the door, the top of the door is going to be like an oil. So anything underneath the tumah tamei shoots down again. So any kli underneath that door, even if it's on the outer side of the door, it's tamei. Over the kulam toirim, all the other doors are tor, because you're not going to go through that door. And since you opened up one door, you showed us this is the way you want to go, and not any other door. Now what about Chishev Lhoitziya B'yechad Mehen? You did not open up a door. You just in mind thought to say, I want to use that door to take the mace out. Oy bechaloin sheyesh loy arbo al arbo. Or else there's a window there that had the windows at least wide enough of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's a big enough size to take a mace through it. The halacha is also matzelas akol apsachim kulam. If you think in your mind that you want to take the mace out through that window, so we say, okay, that's the window the mace is going to go through. So only the kalim underneath that window is tummy. But the kalim underneath any other doorpost is tar. That's the halacha. Beisharma yomi, Beisharma says now, v'hu shechishev loitziyoy ad shelo yomas hames. When does it help? If you have in mind to take the mace through one of these doors, that only that door is tummy, if you thought about it before the person really died. In other words, the person was a geisis, he was very, very sick, he knew he was going to die soon, so before he died, you thought about, this is the door I'm going to take him out. So it comes out that the time the mace, as soon as he died, the other doors never had a suffix about he's going to go through that door. Because you decided before and you're only going through this door. Then we say only this door is tameh, the kalim underneath it, all the other doors is tor. Let's say the mace died first, 1 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock later you first decided which door you're going to take him out, that doesn't help. Because at 1 o'clock when he died, you didn't decide yet which door. So at that time, all the doors is in doubt. Maybe the mace will be taken through that door. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, any kalim underneath any door is tummy. That's what Beishamai says. It does not help later when you take him out through one door. It doesn't help. Beishamai says, no. Af misha yomas hames. Even if after the mace died, still it's enough to say then, I want to take the mace out through one door, then we say only the kalim under that door is tummy. But under all the other doors are torn. So what do you see from here? That Basil holds from Breira. Now, it's at the time when the mace died at 1 o'clock, you did not decide yet which door you're going out. So the Chura at 1 o'clock, all the doors are in doubt. Maybe the mace will be taken through that door. So really, all the doors should have the Tumas and mace. Yet Basil says, later, 2 hours later, when you decide to take him through with that door, we say only the Kalim under that door is Tame. But under the other doors are all torn. Why is that? You see, they still hold us for a Breira. That later, 2 hours later, when you decide to take him out through one door, it's considered like you always had in mind to take him out through that door. So even though you first decided later, but we say when you decide something later, it's Huvra Dovla Mafreya, it's considered like we consider it way before, as soon as he died, that that's the door's going to be going out, and you say this is for a Breira. So who are now a case also then by the birds? Why do you have to say before Yom Tov, I'm going to take this one and that one? No. Just say, I'll take birds on Yom Tov. And tomorrow on Yom Tov, when you take the 1 and 2, now it's Huvra Dovra. We consider what you picked now as if you picked it yesterday. You see, there's still holes from the Svara of Breira. What? Yes, it's just by itself, right, yeah. But right, if you have a door closed, we're talking about what's underneath the other side of the door. So it's only Midra Bonim that it's Tameh, because when you will open the door, and the mace will go through the door, then there's tumah. The tumah goes up to the oil, the top of it, and comes down again. That's only Midra Bonin. Right now, when the mace is inside, really what's on the other side of the door should be torn. But the Rabbanan said that since we don't know which door it's going to go through, we consider each door as if the mace is going through it, and we're metam all the kalim there. The Basila says, though, but when you take him out through one door, then it's Suvah L'Mafraya. So Taizdi asked the question, that according to Basila, so how is it ever the case that all the doors are tummy? Like Monashach. We eventually going to take him out through one door. So whenever you take him out of that one door, let's always say, Huva Dovla Mafreya, that when he died 5 hours ago, it's considered as if that's the door is always taking him out. So all the other doors should be Torah. So how do you ever have the case of the Brisa that it says, all the doors are Tami? So today's answer will be in the last line, Yeshleima, going Shosa Pesach Chodesh, Voitziu Ameis, Lashayach Breira. Talking about a case that after the mace died, you had 4 doors to the house. After he died, you decided these 4 doors are no good, and you broke open our 5th door. So since you broke open the door later, it's not possible to say Huvra Dovla Mafreya. It's considered at the time he died, that the door is going to go out. Because you did not have the door at that time. So in such a case, you can't say Breira. So at the time the mace died, you didn't have the door here yet. You first made the door after he died, then you cannot say we consider like when he died, that's the way it's going out. So that's the case that all the doors are tummy. But in the case that later you picked the one door that was here before, Enechnami, we say Breira, that it's considered like you always had in mind to take him out through that one door, and only that door we look as if the mace is going through, and not the other doors. So this is the kashi. You see, Beis Hillel does hold from Breira. So Gemara answers no. Hoyet Malo, we learned on this brayso that Omar Rabba learns letayer es apsochim mikano labo. No, that's what Beis Hillel says, that when even after the person died, if you decide later to take him out through one door, only that door is tomei and no other doors. It only means mikano labo. Like again, the person died 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you decided to go through one door. So now it's like this. The kelim that are under the other doors from 1 and 2, they're all tummy. Because from 1 to 2, you did not decide which door. So all the doors are suffix, which one will go out. Any kelim underneath any door is tummy. But now at 2 o'clock that you decided through one door, now your machshava helps. That from 2 o'clock and on, let's say you bring a new clean out under one of the other doors, then it does not become tummy. Because once you decided to go through this door, now, from now on, we consider only this door tamei and not the other doors tamei. So true, the kelim that were there from before under the other doors, they're tamei. Because we don't say breira to be considered like you knew about it way before. You only know about it right now. So from now on, kelim under the other doors are tor. Be'enech nami l'mafreya, though you don't say it, even according to Vesilom, therefore there's no stira. That's all. Only to say after you decided, then your machshava helps for the other doors. So the diik is mikana labo in. From now onwards, it's good. Lemafreya, but from before the time he died, light, it doesn't help. So therefore, there's no stereo. Beisul does not hold from Breira. So therefore, by here, when you want to take the pigeons on Yomtif, you have to say before Yomtif exactly which ones you want to take. It's not enough. It's not enough just to say, I want to take from here, and tomorrow you choose which ones. It's no good. We don't know from Breira. Rav Rama says like this, no, really I can tell you Beis Hillel does hold from Breira, that when you decide at 2 o'clock to take the mace out of one door, we consider as if that was in your mind the whole time. And even at 1 o'clock when he died, only this one door is tamei and no other doors. We do say Breira Lamafreya. So then it's a question here in our Mishnah then, why do you have to say before Yom Tov which pigeons you're going to take? Why isn't it enough to pick on Yom Tov? For Hoch, I know time here, the reason is like this, Dilma Metalta, we're afraid here, you'll pick up a pigeon on Yom Tov, Vishavak, and you'll put it down again. Metalta Vishavak, you pick up another one and put it down again. Because Metalta Midi Dloi Chazile, it comes out the first two pigeons that you picked up, and when you picked them up, you saw they're too skinny, they don't weigh enough. They don't look nice enough. So after you pick them up, then you're going to have, and you'll have charoto, you pick it up and you put it down again. So that's why here we're afraid that nothing doing. So therefore here you can't say breira. It's not enough just to say, I want to use from here pigeons tomorrow. Even though in muksa really it would be good, but we're still afraid tomorrow when you take the pigeon, it's going to be too skinny for you after you pick it up. Therefore you put it down again, and it comes out, you touch something for no purpose. Fred the Gemara. I've armor, but you're telling me though. But Beis Hillel does not hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says before Yom Tov you have to pick up the bird, and that was the svara. Because if you don't pick it up before Yom Tov, we're afraid on Yom Tov when you pick it up, you'll see it's too skinny. You put it down again. But Beis Hillel didn't say that. Beis Hillel didn't say you have to pick them up before Yom Tov. Beis Hillel said it's enough just to look at them and say this one and that one I want to use tomorrow. So go to Kasher is, what does it help you to say? You want to use these two, but let's be afraid tomorrow when you pick up these two, you'll change your mind again. You'll pick them up and see they're too skinny, they're not fat enough, they don't look good enough. So why does it help just to say you want to use them? So Gemara says, no. Hanin mili, when am I afraid? Hanin mili, Mer of Yom Tov. When do I say saying something is good? That's Mer of Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Hanin mili, Mer of Yom Tov. Kalaymar, Heicha diyoda, Mer of Yom Tov. Tahani hu. The Yasmin, if the person before Yom Tov looked at the birds and he said, yes, this one or that one I want to use, then we say the su. After that, Bein Shenk Chushim, even though they can be very weak, Bein Shenk Shemen, where they're very fat, Lashok Lachrini, he won't change his mind to take another one. Shrei Yodeya Shemuksin Hein Shle Zinnun. Because since he knows that Erev Yom Tov, he had to go down to the pigeons and say, exactly, I want to use this one. So what did he do it for? Because he knows there's a svar of muksa. So he goes tomorrow and goes and takes the pigeons. He's only allowed to take those two that he picked out yesterday. Even though when he picks them up today on Yom Tov, it looks too skinny, too ugly, I don't want to use it. Tzfafal, he won't change his mind anymore. Because he realizes that the reason why yesterday I had to pick out which ones, because if not, they're muksa. So now on Yom Tov, I can't change my mind. So if you say before Yom Tov which ones you want to take, then we're not afraid you'll change your mind. Ah, will be Yom Tov, but if you don't pick out before Yom Tov which ones, you wait to Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you want to pick out which ones to use, then also, then it's also. Why? The Zimna, the Mishachi Shemenim, sometimes you'll find fat ones, Tchushim. In other words, the ones you thought that are fat, that's why you want to pick it up. When you pick it up, you see it's a skinny one. It's not good enough. Sometimes you wanted to pick a skinny one, and after you pick it up, you saw it's nice and fat. So therefore, it doesn't help you to just say before Yom Tov, I want to take from here. It's going to come out, it's going to come out that you touched or moved something that you don't use. So therefore, it's not enough just to say which ones. Just to say, I want to use from these birds. But you have to say exactly which ones you want to take. Inami, maybe. Zimna de Meshrakhi Kula Kachushim. That's another, was something, afraid of something else. Maybe when you come tomorrow, you look, you start picking them up, all 10 of them will be too weak for you, too skinny for you. Vishadaklu, Vyaslam Nuyim, a simple Yontif. And you come out to change your mind, not to shecht any of them. And you say, it's not worth it for me to take the whole business, no bother of shechting them and make a malicha and out everything, it's not worth it for me. So you won't do it at all, you won't have any simple Yontif. So therefore, we're makpid badaska before Yom Tov, you have to go down and pick out exactly which birds you want to use. So Basilus says, Erechnam, you don't have to mamish pick up the birds, like Beishamai says, but I call upon him, you have to say clearly which one you want to use. And once you pick out which one you want to use, then the swallows were not afraid tomorrow you change your mind. Since you picked it out there of Yom Tov, for sure you'll continue using those two on Yom Tov, whether they're fat, whether they're skinny, whatever they are. Since you picked them out yesterday, you'll for sure use them. That's also, but once we tell you that before Yom Tov, you have to pick out which one you use, tomorrow on Yom Tov, he's not going to think twice. He's only going to take those two that he picked out. Whether they're fat or skinny. That's the reason why yesterday I went to pick out which ones I'll take. He'll come and take it, and he won't stop for simple Yom Tov. That's Basil Svara, and that's the halacha. That before Yom Tov, you have to go down to the pigeons and pick out which two you want to use. You don't have to pick them up. You just have to say, this and that one I want to use, and that's enough. Mishnah Vayta. Zimen Shchorin. Let's say before Yom Tov, you went and picked out two nice black pigeons. Good, those are the ones you picked out. So these are not muksa. Tomorrow you'll have to come and take them. Umatzlavonim. Tomorrow you come to the pigeon nest to get your two pigeons, and they're white ones, they're not black ones. That's the opposite way. Levonim, you yesterday of Yom Tov picked out two white ones to use. Or Motzei Shcharim, tomorrow you come and you find two black ones there. Or else, Shnayim or Motzei Shloisha. Retchila, you picked out three birds to use. And now, when you came into the nest, you found three birds there. Is Asurim, you're not allowed to use any one of these. Well, we'll see in the Gemara why. Because we're afraid the ones you prepared went away, flew away, and these are new ones now. You prepared black ones, these are white ones, not the ones you prepared. Or when you have prepared two, and now you found three, so either we never mind those two flew away and a new three came here, or even if the old two are still here, but you have one new one that you wore in Mazim and you didn't prepare before Yom Tov. So there's one Muksu one here, and there's a Dava Chosher, it's not Batal Baroiv, therefore you can't take it. So therefore, all three are Rasa. Rashi says, Zimen Shcherin, Floy Hoy Yisham Oid, there was no other ones, only two black ones you had there of Yom Tov. Well, the Macha, tomorrow on Yom Tov, Motzah Kol of one, you find them all white ones. So Vadai, for sure, we say that Amazumonim Hocha, the ones you prepared before Yom Tov, flew away. The Elu Acherim, and these other ones, the white ones you found now, are new ones that flew here. The Yoslu Meyam, they flew from other places, L'Shoeva, from this nest. And you didn't make Hazmona, they're Muksa, you can't use them. The same thing, Mechain, Shnei Mimotza Shloshi, you had two and now you found three. V'yeinu Makres HaMechonim, and you can't tell which two you prepared yesterday. So therefore, all three are Zasa. Because for sure, one of them came from someplace else, it's Muksa, and you don't know which one you prepared, which one is the new one, so you can't take either one of them. What about the opposite way? Shloisha, before Yom Tov, you had three birds in the nest, and you said, tomorrow I want to use all these three. Now, tomorrow, when you come on Yom Tov, Matzah Shnayim, you only find two birds there, Matzah Shnayim. Here's Alacha Mutarim, you're allowed to use these two birds. Now we said the Svar is only one of them flew away, And the two that are still there is the two you prepared yesterday. So you're allowed to take those two. Betoicha kan, let's say you prepared Erev Yom Tov, you had the pigeons inside the nest. And now on Yom Tov, Moslefliyakan, now you find nothing inside the nest. You only find them outside the nest. The lochr is asurim. Again, it's asur. Why? Because we say the ones inside flew away, and these new ones, the ones you find outside now are new ones that came from other places. We'll see in the Gemara why we say this. The Yemein Shom Elohim, if these are the only ones around, Hare Elu Mutarim, then these are Mutar. Right? We'll see in the Gemara also what that means. So Gemara says like this. Pshita, in the first case, the Maras HaKashah, the Chur Pshita, of course is that way. At the first case, when you prepared black ones, and tomorrow morning you come to you find white ones, so Pshita it's also. These are not the ones you prepared. You prepared two blackbirds, and now the one you found are white birds. It's not what you prepared. So, Omar Rabbom, Hocha B'maya Skin, here we're talking about, Kagoin Shezimein Shchoirin Ulevonim, in Ekonami. Before Yom Tif, you prepared black ones and white ones. Both type you prepared. For Hishkim, you woke up early in the morning on Yom Tif. Omotza Shchoirim V'mokim Levonim Ulevonim V'mokim Shchoirim. In other words, Erev Yom Tif, there were two nests there. The right one had black ones, the left one had white ones. And now on Yom Tif, you come, you find just the opposite. The right one has black ones, and the left one has white ones, just the opposite. That's the case. So Ma'adu Taim, I would have sought to say, Hani Inu Ninu, these four birds, these are the four ones you prepared before Yom Tov. There's two black and two white. V'yasafucha yasafuch. What happened just is they turned around. The ones that before were in the right nest now went to the left nest, and the one before that was in the left one now went to the right one. So maybe I would say all four is mutter to use on Yom Tov. These are the ones you were mazben, you prepared before Yom Tov. They're not muksa. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. No, we don't say this. Once the right nest, you prepared white ones. Now when you come there are no white ones there. So those white ones flew away. Once we say they flew away, we don't have a right to say these are the ones that flew into the other nest. We say no, they flew out of here and went away. And two new birds came here today, came in last night. And these two new birds are muksa, therefore you're not allowed to use it. Right. All right. Yeah. The Kamash Malom, we don't say the Svar. That no, we say these two birds flew away, and there are new birds here. A Kamashran Hanech Ozli Alma, these two birds that you prepared and the right nest, the right ones, flew away. And now the white ones you find in the left nest are new, two white ones that flew in. You did not prepare them before Yom Tov. So that's why it's us in the Mishnah. So that's a big Chiddush Taka. Then the Gemara says, Lema Masayle, let's come, let's bring a Raya to this Pshat. Lema Masayle Rabbi Chanina. From our Mishnah, there should be a Raya, a proof to what Rabbi Chanina once said. The Yom Rabbi Chanina said like this, the Gemara Bo Basram, that Roy V'Koriv, Holach Achor Roy. You don't know where something came from. There are two ways to look at it. This piece of meat could have come from Roy. Let's say most of the butcher stores, let's say you have 10 butcher stores in the town. Most of them, 9 of them sell Bosa Kosher. One of them says Bosa Treif. And you found this piece of meat outside. So one swore to say this piece of meat is kosher, because Holach Achor Roy. Since the majority of the stores sell kosher meat, this piece of meat came from the majority of the stores. But now also you found this one closer to the treif of butcher store. That's called koriv. You found it close to something. So what's more kosher? Do we say go after the majority, or do we go bosa koriv where it's nearer? So Rav Chanina said a chiddush, holach achor roiv. We go bosa the majority. So the same svarik applies here also.